Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Welcome. Welcome to Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday.
My purse still smells like garlic.
I can't even.
Last week, I'm in here and I'm like, wow. I knew I had made some Italian food. And I'm like, my purse got, like, the smell really stuck with it. And I'm thinking my purse is hanging on the coat rack. I didn't smell. I feel like I didn't smell.
Oh,
why
didn't
did
smell.
My purse smell?
Didn't you lose your sense of smell with COVID?
Oh, that came back.
Okay.
So.
Clearly it, not.
Well.
Okay, go
well,
ahead.
Well, no, I've been smelling stuff. So, I couldn't. Oh, I'm in here and I dig in my purse to find like my allergy pills. And what do I pull out?
And then she yells the name that she probably in the last 7 or 8 years has yelled a trillion times.
Dylan. And I realize. The week before, he's been doing this cooking class for camp. This is before he went to overnight camp. And I remember like one day he came out and he goes, oh, this is fresh from the garden at camp. We put it in our food today. I brought some home for you. And I didn't, sometimes I kind of don't really pay attention to what he's actually saying or doing. And I just kind of went on about my day.
It's a normal parent thing.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should have paid attention because a week and a half, I had a garlic clove open all on. Peeled and everything, it's sitting at the bottom of my purse. Now, I have pens in there. I have things in there. So it was getting mushed around.
You got any hard candies in there? You got any Starlight mints?
No. Mm. Now I have. No. Just definitely the smell. So my purse still smells like garlic. I'm getting my checkbook. It smells like garlic.
Oh. Time for a new purse, man. Well, time for a new purse.
Kind of like this bag. I liked everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's garlicky.
It's healthy, though, for you.
Yes.
Keeps the vampires
and
away.
Vampires.
Yeah. I'm more concerned with the vampires.
I was,
clearly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, glad you worked that out.
Yep. No, Dylan. That kid. I find rocks. I find.
How old is he?
7.
And he's taking cooking classes. Like, geez, what the
they
hell is going
are.
On?
They both are. When I let them, I give them the catalog. For camp in the beginning of in March, because we have to sign up in March or you don't get a spot. And I say, pick out what camps you want to do. They picked Junior Chef, Cooking Across the Globe, just desserts, and they don't even eat desserts.
Everything's a frigging competition for kids.
Well,
you know
I mean,
you gotta get into the right school. You gotta make it.
Stop. So, why do you think it is that way with her kids?
No, I don't mean her kids. I mean, in general.
But they're
but
already.
If you had a choice, like I give them. They this week, Dylan picked basketball camp and Parker. You know, they. I get them.
I pick sniper camp.
Everything. Okay. Everything has to be done. Like, and this is not on Laura. This is just on being a parent nowadays. You know, you got to sign up ahead of time. You got to make sure they have all of the blah blah blah. It's like wow, it's one nonstop competition. Nobody gave a rat's ass what we did when we were kids.
And we certainly weren't. I mean, I'm not saying all of us, but camp.
Yeah,
going to camp.
There was no going to camp. Well, no, I played in the friggin' woods.
Yep.
We did fun in the sun, I think, for a couple times, which was fun. But the
fun in the sun. Of course, it's fun
in the sun. But most of the time, it was after school. Mm. We would just go to our grandmother's house because she was gone to Florida, and we'd live there till my mom picked us up. And during the summer, we'd just hang out at our house.
My mom was a pastry chef at a school, so she had summers off. Mm. You got up in the morning, and if there was any chores that needed to be done, then you did it. Then you went and rode bikes. You went swimming. You hung out with your buddies. You came home at lunch. You watched the Rat Patrol, and you watched Lost in Space, and the TV sets off, and you come back when dad's gone. And I say come back. I mean, I was always playing in the yard. You know,
or out back in the woods.
We had always had, we were very lucky. We had a spare lot next door. We were, you know, out there playing war all the time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You never had a camp? You didn't go to any camps or anything?
Nope.
No.
Dude, there was
See,
no
camp. We did, like, I created.
Did you go to a camp? Did you go to
camp
only kid
Lincoln,
camp?
One camp.
One camp with just kids and no brothers and sisters?
But all the kids are outside playing by themselves.
Sports
Nobody's
camps,
talking.
Usually a week or two.
Oh, see, we didn't. See, we, I had a.
Sports camps.
Okay.
I had something I called the Caribouta Fish Club. It was KFC.
Yeah.
I turned the chicken coop into an actual clubhouse, and I made all the kids in the neighborhood to pay me to go to camp.
Of course you did.
And one day, I would take them fishing. I would supply all the reels and the poles and stuff, and I'd supply the worms. Because I'd have to dig them up. I wanted to get paid for that. If they wanted to do, my cousin cheerleaded, so I made her host a day of you could do
I made
cheerleading.
Her. You know how Laura camp? Made the kids in the neighborhood do all kinds of shit?
Are you surprised?
Oh, my God.
You know what? All the kids in the neighborhood that didn't go to camp or anything came to KFC. No, they came to KFC. And KFC was a hip happening place because I had.
What was the KFC stand for?
Caribouta Fish Club.
Okay.
Okay. So did you ever get shut down because of the real KFC? It was like, we have a problem with this.
No, they never had a copyright issue with the KFC and hooks it.
They would have to pay me at least $25, and that would go towards supplies and stuff. I would do.
So
I
wait
would
a minute, wait.
Lunches.
Slow down. Every time you tell a story, there's so much crap to unpack. I almost can't even handle it. Kayla just walked in on the conversation, and her head is already spinning.
Yeah, I know.
How did you get $25 from neighborhood kids?
Well, she showed them.
That was probably, it was only like $25 a month. And
what? Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't spend $25 in a summer.
No. Well, I made lunches.
How did you get, $25
a
month?
There was a proposal,
a
PowerPoint.
Yeah.
From kids.
Because I said, you can come to my camp. And
no, I understand what you were offering. Oh,
and they would.
So your kids, those kids in your neighborhood came up, were they selling smack?
What's the age you got?
I'm guessing they, allowances, birthday money, parents would pitch in, like, oh, here's $10 to get you through the week. And
to give it to another neighborhood kid who's putting together some sort of weird militia.
12, 13, something like that?
Oh, no, I was young. Probably from 9 to 13 I did this. Yeah, 9 to 13. I did it for a couple of years.
That's four, not a couple.
I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how to respond to that. Like, I wasn't getting a quarter. Like, obviously the times are different. But $25 out of neighborhood kids to give to you so you could plan activities, and you were 11?
Oh, yeah. I had great activities, though.
Did your parents ever kind of go, what
they
are you?
They were at work. They didn't no idea what was going on when they were gone.
So were you running a scam?
It wasn't a scam. I had high quality.
You don't know.
Ponzi scheme. They didn't go out.
What do you mean by high quality?
No, no. High quality. I mean, I would.
What were the reviews?
Okay.
Go to Yelp. See if KFC is on Yelp.
This was a fan favorite. Is I'd take English muffins, I'd fry up bologna with an egg in the middle, and then melt cheese on it. Fried bologna and egg sandwiches. They love those.
And you're 11.
Oh, yeah.
So you're frying up this food. You're 11. Your parents aren't home.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't know if it was.
It was the 80s or 90s. I did my ramen noodles with cheese. Sometimes I put veggies in there, or if my parents had leftover meat from the night before, mix that in. So I was serving lunch.
Do they ever
snacks.
Come home and go, like, what happened to the food that we were going to have for dinner tonight?
No, that was fine. And then,
I
would take the money and I'd buy when we go to Walmart.
She reinvested back into the business.
I would buy like everybody a T-shirt and then markers and stuff, and we'd color our own shirts. That was one activity for the day. Like,
were they all younger than you, or were they the same age?
Within the same age.
But actually, the parents were paying for their kids to go to Laura Camp. They loved it so
pretty
much.
You shouldn't sell KFC. You just should have called it LC.
We'd ride bikes for hours. We'd go and I'd set up different obstacle courses down at the sand pits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sometimes we'd take the money and we'd drive all the way to Maryvale Ice Cream and get ice cream cones.
To the listener that's listening.
Is there any insurance?
Wherever you... Oh, are you kidding me?
Everybody was at work. The parents had to work.
You're listening to this and you're going, how in the... Did this... I mean, seriously... Are you as bewildered as I am?
It was a different time. Like those days in the early 90s, parents didn't care about their kids.
And collecting money at 9 years old.
Parents
pretty impressive.
Didn't care about their kids.
Well, because guess what? They had to work to make a living.
Yep.
And that was all their priority was. As soon as they left for work, we're at home all day.
No, I get. Look, I came from an era before that, and it was much worse then. Like they didn't.
But
whatever you did during the day,
mom or whatever,
right?
We didn't. Both
parents.
But
you were taking money from neighborhood kids. I mean, well, they were giving it to you. You weren't taking it. They were giving it to you. $25.
It was for the month.
Wow, I'm amazed by that.
Anytime where you call you, it's like you are selling it still.
Like for the month. It's for the whole month.
It's a whole month. I mean, some of them couldn't pay me flat rate. They would give me, some of them, you know, like, would only get $5 allowance for the week, so they'd give me that $5.
If my kid came to me and said, Dad, can you give me $25 at 10 years old so I can give it to Laura down the street, I'd be like, what are you, buying crack? No.
I mean, $25. And saw what your kid was going through, you say, this is a great deal.
They would come home with, okay, they'd come home with stuff, and some of them, they wouldn't pay me in cash. They would give me bags of pennies and nickels, and then I'd have to go and
that
push
is
it
cash.
Through. But it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't cash. Real cash. I'd have to go to the bank and put it. My mom would be like, you have so much change. I'm like, that's how they
how
paid.
Many fishing poles did you have?
Oh, we probably had 5 or 6.
Jeez. I mean, Zebcos? What are we talking about? Cheapos?
Was I guaranteed to get a fish?
You weren't guaranteed, but okay. Whatever.
Wow.
You had the experience, of the experience.
I teach them, okay, we'd go on long hikes. We'd go in July, we'd pick blueberries. Blueberry picking was one of the activities. We'd catch snakes. I'd teach them the proper way to catch
a snake. The fact that you're still coming up with stuff that you did, we've been talking about this now for like over 10 minutes, you're still coming up with shit that you did is astounding.
2.5 months of summer.
I
would love sending my kid to that.
When was nap time? At what point was nap time?
There's no putting your head down. That was wasted time.
Oh my gosh.
Time is money, okay?
She wasn't going to let people nap.
Oh, we had so much fun exploring. We'd see deer. We'd go out in the woods.
You know what? Exploring.
Everybody be quiet, and we'd look for deer.
I want to talk to one of these kids that was in this friggin' camp. That I want to know. I want to know, was it like a jail thing?
Were
crack
you
rocks?
Chained together?
Were you chained together? Was it like some sort of weird, I don't want to say concentration camp, but was it some sort of weird camp?
Where was the bus buried?
Yeah, like what was going on there?
We had fun skits and stuff that we'd perform. We put, you know, put
did
on
did she give you milk
dirty
and
dancing
it made,
music and
made you drowsy and you you saw a pink
ABC
elephant?
After we're all school gonna, special, the kidnapping.
We're going to drink the punch together on my count.
It
one,
was
two,
a
three.
Fun, fun time.
I'm sure.
Are you asking or telling?
I remember fond memories of my childhood and doing that. It
okay.
Just,
I want. Really can, is there any way we could talk to someone that was in there, or are they all dead?
No, I don't think they're all dead.
Was your sister involved?
Oh yeah. Mandatory. Was it mandatory for her?
Well, yeah, because I was older.
She was a camp counselor.
I had to babysit her. Yeah. Right. My job was to babysit my sister.
Okay.
While mom and dad were at work. So all right. She was involved.
Man, oh man, I don't even know how to unpack that.
Now, did she get to any of the money, or did you...
No, the money wasn't for me. It wasn't like I was making a profit. It was, we would take that money and use it to buy our ice cream, do the activities, go
very
and buy
entrepreneurial,
candy.
Very motherly, very...
Did it just come to an end, or were you shut down?
No, it came, like we got older and we all found other things.
Did the government come up and give you a habeas corpus?
I got a job. And
can you imagine her as a cruise director?
Oh, she'd be great.
Like the fun cruise director that just runs around and directs all the
things. A couple of things that Laura could do. The cruise director would probably be best.
I think you'd be great.
I would think a weddings organizer would have been, but no, it's too...
I think I'd be a good party planner.
You would be a party planner, yeah, but weddings, brides would piss, like they don't... Brides aren't interested in the value. They want everything. It would be too much of a pain in the ass.
Oh, man.
So I see you as an entertainment director.
I wouldn't want to be some kind of party planner. I'm planning a party on Saturday. I'm so excited.
Imagine that.
Yeah, what's Saturday's party?
Look at her face. What is Saturday?
So this Saturday, my sister-in-law's birthday is tomorrow, and my brother-in-law's is on Monday. We're home this week, and I said, can I throw you guys a party?
Oh, yes, please.
And so I'm doing like a Caribbean tropical theme party. We're doing tie-dyeing for the kids. We're making dirty bananas because that's the Jamaican drink. Yeah. I'm making Jamaican meat pies, Caribbean shrimp.
Hold on. Kelly, can you look up on Urban Dictionary what a dirty banana is? Banana. Just wondering if that's what you said. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, and I'm so excited.
I can tell.
So I've been texting people, hey, I'm going to have a party around 1 on Saturday. Show up if you want.
Wow.
I'm making jerk chicken. Yeah, I'm fried plantains.
Look up jerk chicken also, Cal.
Yeah, look up that.
I used to do that a lot.
I don't even know what, like, you know, I had stuff to talk about. I don't even care.
You are just amazing.
You guys are making me happy because I'm bringing back so many great memories fun things.
That's great.
I just love you.
We played cops and robbers, and we played capture the flag in the woods down by the sand pit.
Well, we had a sand pit.
That's what we did.
Yep.
Yeah.
We did skip it and just tried not to catch it in the ankle on the
way
around.
We used to waterboard.
What'd you do in Sanford other than start fires? Kelly told me that.
As Kelly would say.
Kelly told me
it was all sports camps. I was at soccer camp, basketball camp, and it was always some sort of sports related.
Yeah,
camp.
My kids, that's all it was. It started with karate. I mean, they got their black belts, the kid belt black belt, you know, early on, and that was all sports camps and stuff like that. There was no camp for me.
No,
it was no camp. No,
they did like a summer program, I think, for the school where maybe they'd take you to the movies one time and then bowling the next day for like a week, but it wasn't that kind of.
We have a park that had a lot of kids' activities up at the Pines, at the top of the hill in Summersworth. They had the Noble Pines. That's where we went.
Yep.
Spent a lot of time.
A couple different definitions for dirty banana. Number one, a blended alcoholic beverage comprised of rum, banana puree, and ice.
Sounds right.
First concocted by Carnival Cruise Line.
Nice. Dirty banana.
It's a famous Jamaican drink that I usually drink when I'm in Jamaica.
The second one is repeatedly deep throating a banana covered thickly in peanut butter.
I mean,
I forgot that this was the 24/7.
Right, I got really nervous for a second. Repeatedly, I mean, just once is impressive enough.
No.
Really, you know?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway. Wow. You know, anything I was going to say kind of pales in comparison, really.
Sorry.
I don't know what
that was.
No, don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry at all.
It's just peeling back the layers of, because you're so interesting and exhausting at the same time. Like, I peel back the layers and I see the stuff that you did when you were a kid, and my childhood doesn't compare at all. But it's like looking in a window to what made you who you are today, and it all makes sense. It all makes sense.
So much fun.
I'm sure.
Because ingenuity. My parents couldn't afford to send us to camp, so it was like staying home babysitting your kids. And then there was other kids in the neighborhood that they didn't get sent away either. So it was like,
if she could have Instacarted back then, she'd have done it.
Yeah.
She'd have been doing that. You know,
on her scooter, on her razor.
You're amazing. I'd like to do $25 a month.
The razor cut more ankles of parents than any other friggin' toy or transportation device.
Yep.
You'd pick it up and it would swing around and
it hits your
ankle. Ankle nub. It always gets you on the ankle nub.
Speaking of that, actually, that's one of the things I was going to bring up. Wasn't the razor, but how old are my kids?
You tell me.
I know how old they are. I know how old they are. They're like 28 and 29. Okay.
And a half.
So 28 and 29. Yeah. Maybe someone could explain to me what in the name of the Lord was a freaking Lego doing on the living room floor when I was walking around with no shoes. When is the last time?
You mean, or way back when they were?
Yesterday.
Oh, what's up with that?
Hell is a Lego?
Did somebody have kids?
No.
I mean, family friend with kids?
No, Caitlin's in California. Tyler lives someplace else. And I walked around the corner, and boom, and it's not a dog. The dog doesn't chew that stuff. I stepped on. When is the last time you stepped on a Lego? And how do parents allow them in the house after they step on one in their barefoot?
I stepped on one probably.
Legos
March.
Hurt.
Yep.
Like jacks are the only thing that hurt more than a Lego.
Was there any chance Val was getting ready, like with school stuff? Would she have had Legos in her room and then be getting stuff ready?
No.
Just came out
Is she
of some,
seeing somebody with kids?
Last week, you had a bunch of people over for a pool party.
Huh?
You had a bunch of kids over for a pool party last week.
Ooh,
you got home from work.
Yes.
There was a bunch of people that were there with younger kids.
Yes. But there was no, I mean, this is yesterday.
Well, it could have been there since
I walked on the same floor in between. I just don't know. It obviously fell out of something.
I think somebody went into your house and dropped it.
But I stepped on it, and I'm like, these mother... you know when you stub your toe and nobody's home?
Yes.
How you unleash language that is like, oh my gosh.
Even if they're home, you'd do that.
You know what I mean? Stepped on... The only thing worse than stepping on that is the plug. Like the plug that's left unplugged and on the ground, and you step on it.
In
and
between
it goes
your
up.
Toes?
Oh, my God. Oh.
That's the worst. Anything in between, like the webbing of your toes, and you get the plug.
Yeah.
Does it make that noise?
Oh, my God.
That's what I mean.
Dude, I have sensitive feet. I just see people walking on rocks on bare feet. I don't know how they do it.
Oh, when the kids were little, they'd walk across my mom and dad's Peystone driveway. No problem. I'm like, what?
Dude, naked and afraid? They're walking through the jungle. I'm out. I would take two steps out away from the Jeep, you know, naked, take two steps. I'd go, hold on, fellas. And I'd jump back in the Jeep and I'd split.
One pricker, you're done.
No, I'm not going to. In the feet, forget about it.
I went out to my car. It was snowing. And we put down something. The salt was laid down. And I just had to go and grab something. I wasn't afraid of my feet getting cold. Came back in later that night. My feet were like burning because of all the salt that had been on the. I'm like, I had to wash. I couldn't figure out why my feet are on fire.
Right.
They weren't that cold.
Right.
But the actual salt from
it's amazing.
The ground.
It's amazing. Step in. The phantom Lego that shows up in the living room. I'm walking across the floor. Boom. I'm like, what the? I unleashed words that multiple syllabic words that had hyphens with swear words in between the hyphens. Oh, it was unbelievable.
The only time. So that one I yell. The other one I get. when I'm in the grocery store and the kids want to push the cart and they get the back of my heels.
Oh.
And you're wearing flip-flops, so I have no protection. That one, geez,
I told you say.
Good mom's in charge of the cart. Right now. Give it to me. No more pushing the cart.
The old flat tire.
No more pushing the cart. And then I breathe real heavy. Yeah, I can feel
I would
the
pull
pain.
The carriage behind me when I had the kids. But I told you about the register when I was standing at the register and I got hit. In the ankles and in the legs by the rascal.
Somebody else's?
The handicapped, I don't know what they call it now, but you know the rascal is, the little motorized grocery cart?
Little scooter, yeah.
And this woman punched it. And
she didn't like you.
Those things are tricky to drive, man. They're more confusing than you think.
I've had to drive one before.
What are you talking about? You press the left button, you go forward. You press the right button, you go...
Okay.
What, right? Am I wrong?
Can I not say that I thought it was trickier?
I
thought they were
weird. You can say whatever you want, but I saw one.
They're very sensitive, some of those. You grab them a little bit, and they go, free.
You
press,
to maneuver.
There are two buttons. You press one, you press, and she gunned it. And she went like 3 feet and slammed into me. Slammed into me.
Slammed.
And I'm like, I turn around, and I'm like, what are you going to do? Yell at a woman that's, you know, obviously
take her down.
Disabled? But I don't know if she was disabled or just like, she had an attitude. I was pissed. I was pissed. Can't yell at a woman in that situation.
You can.
You know. I thought it was just, there's two buttons. One, two. How you get me?
No, out. I think there's more. I think there's different speeds.
The one that she was driving had two, a lever. Press on one side, go forward. Press on the other, go backwards. Okay. So, wasn't denying you your reality, Kayla.
I'm good.
Okay, me too. I'm good too. Jesus Christ. All right, well, anyway, that's good. That's enough. For today. Anything else we have? No, don't be sorry. What are you sorry for?
Took over the
fascinating.
Whole reminiscing about my summers as a kid.
So much about KFC.
It's fascinating.
What is it called?
KFC?
No. Karabuda Fish Club.
Yeah.
No, I would never get that.
I don't know why. We just made up the name Karabuda. My cousin and I.
You should do a new one with Karabudi.
Okay.
That's good.
Fish Club?
That's good. That's good. That's good. Well, thank you for that journey into your childhood. That was a fascinating look at your life.
None of it.
Fascinating.
Not surprised at any of it.
No, not at all.
Nope.
Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.